and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we recap issues of the Legion of Superheroes and summarize them for you.
Except the summarization is really long.
Yeah. It might actually be faster if you just read them. But how are you going to find Action Comics 290 from July 1962? Do you like that segue?
That was beautiful. And this, I think, is not the issue we thought was next.
No.
So at the end of the last one, we lied.
Yeah.
We said, we promised some metal masked man, but he's possibly not even next time. We keep finding issues that are not in the archives and are not in this other special list we've been checking.
Yeah, well,
keeps startling us. And
deception is common to the Legion.
It's bastards.
You learn from the best. This issue's pretty fucking hilarious, though. Even though I didn't want to do this one, but it's still really funny. Oh my god.
She didn't want to do it because the Legion, it's not even the Legion. Like,
yeah.
Phantom Girl is in, like, literally three panels.
I'd say two. Statuettes don't count.
That's true. Two and a half, a likeness of her, I'll count as a half. Two and a half panels have Phantom Girl in it, and then, like, then it has absolutely nothing to do with the Legion.
Yeah.
Except that they're jerks.
Okay.
Again!
God.
But other than that, it has nothing to do with it. But then I was like, a lot of these issues barely have the Legion in them anyway, so we might as well just do it. So a lot of times they, like, pop in on, like, the last panel of the story, and like, hey, this was our fault.
Yeah. By the way, you've been punks, and they leave.
Right. So we decided to do it anyway. Plus, it's, like, a pretty amazing, funny Supergirl story.
Yeah. Hey, Kristen, the Legion totally just got real, because on an episode of Smallville...
That wasn't planned.
Yeah, it wasn't. But on an episode of Smallville, the Legion showed up, and we were all super excited. And
All two of us?
Yeah, we watched it, and it was, like, awesome, because we saw them, and they were real people.
I was like, oh, it was the only episode of Smallville that I will ever like.
Yeah, man, like, Jeff Johns wrote the episode, and it's the only good episode of Smallville I've ever seen. Seriously.
I like the Brainiac stuff.
But this one actually made coherent sense.
Okay.
Yeah. This one was pretty intense and awesome. And so if you didn't see it, you should find it legally or legally or something and watch it, because it was really good.
Yeah, they did a really good job on the three founders. They were cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we thought we'd throw that out there in case you were somehow living in a Legion cave.
In case you're somehow in the Legion enough to be listening to this.
Yeah, God.
But don't know that the Legion was on Smallville.
Yeah, you should know.
All, like, one person.
Yeah.
Out of the four that listened to this.
Maybe this will serve as a reminder if you missed it.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, so on to the issue. This is a Supergirl story, and the splash page shows, okay, Supergirl's boyfriends? Except, we'll talk about that later, but two of them, the mermaid Jero, and this guy named Dick, who...
Ooh, she left in a maze last time we
saw. If you remember, she left him in a maze. That's the only other time we've seen
him. Never went back and got him.
Yes, he still wanders those halls. And they are, like, using superpowers and flying around.
They're flying, which is especially hilarious because one's a merman.
Oh my god, if you've never seen a mermaid fly around...
We're man, thank you very much.
I'm sorry. This issue is amazing. Just seeing a merman in general...
But
is
flying,
oh,
in
man,
the air.
With a shirt on that he got from, like, a store.
He looks more naked with only a shirt on.
Yeah.
And then his fish legs.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, you need some sort of fish pant or skirt going on there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's so naked. So, Supergirl sees her super boyfriends using superpowers, and she's like, both Jero of Atlantis and Dick Malvern of Midvale are as super powerful as me. And they're like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We made this thing out of ice. And it's really big and impressive.
Yeah, they're, like, freezing. They're doing some heroic thing, freezing a giant wave on the cover.
So Kristen's reaction to this...
I was like, I didn't read it. And I was like, I assume that nothing's going to be explained to me. And I was like, why are they flying? What's going on? Because I can't read, I immediately got angry.
Her boyfriends have superpowers now? What the hell is this?
I was like, do they always? And I didn't notice, because that's a possibility.
That's actually very possible.
I was like, they've always had those powers, but they never brought it up before.
I was like, silly Kristen not knowing about this thing from 1962.
She was like, perhaps read the giant narrative bubble on the first page. Oh, right.
Okay, so how are they getting these superpowers? Because he didn't have them when she dumped him in that maze, right?
I guess.
So, yeah, we assume.
The boy who said three words
ever. Yeah. Okay, just assume he didn't have superpowers before. So, we have to find out how this is going to go down. So, if you remember from one of our other episodes, Supergirl came out of the super closet. I don't know if that's a really good analogy there. Okay, we'll pretend it is.
Okay.
Okay, so Superman outed her as a Supergirl.
I guess it's appropriate.
Not her secret identity, but...
Before she was hiding in shame as an orphan.
Yes.
Only coming out in emergencies when Superman needed her.
Yeah, he was her secret.
Yeah. His secret. Yeah, that is just... She was, like, a disgrace. I don't know. I didn't really understand. I guess that dynamic vaguely makes sense, because he doesn't want... the bad guys to know
she's
that
coming.
He's got this, like, backup coming, but then it was just, like, seemed really sad.
If she keeps showing up, won't she be a secret?
I think criminals talk.
Yeah, I think so, too, because they're all going to the same jail.
Yeah.
Super jail.
Yeah, that's all in Smallville.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not Smallville now, because this is adult.
So now that Supergirl is, like, out and about, and everybody knows that Supergirl exists, what do you think happened? She's, like, gotten taken over by the man... I think she's been commercialized.
And she's super popular.
Yeah,
so you see, her little friend is like, "Do you like my new Supergirl hairdo, Linda?" And she's like, got like, you know, a little blonde.
Yeah,
whatever. Those aren't ringlets. I don't know what to call that. It's like only curly at the bottom.
Non-discrepant 1950s Supergirl hair.
Yes,
it's so everybody has this hairstyle.
Yeah, they kind of have it automatically. Hers is just blonde. It's cute hair. But
yeah, it's cute.
Everyone has it.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah.
But she's just pointing it out to us. So now everybody wants the Supergirl version.
Yeah, if you look at all these, like, ladies in the background, they all have that haircut now. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, yeah.
So they made dolls of Supergirl and Supergirl cosmetics, and Supergirl wigs, and Supergirl games. I don't know what a Supergirl game is. Because they didn't have Nintendo or anything back then.
It's like Monopoly.
A board game? What is that?
It's like Old Maid, but...
There's an adorable little Supergirl doll. I want a Supergirl doll, damn it. So
you can get one for Fangirl in a minute.
Oh, yeah. And then they cut away, weirdly. They're like, yes, the Girl of Steel is adored by everyone. Supergirl fan clubs have been formed everywhere, and even, as we see now, within the miniature bottle of city of Kandor, inside the Arctic Fortress of Solitude, they're like, they've got, like, a Supergirl club.
Yeah, you see, like,
Kandor.
You see, like, a little tiny, like, shot of the little tiny bottle city, and then a little arrow pointing down, and then you see some of the girls in the little bottle city... admiring, I don't know, they're just, like, staring at a poster.
A giant picture that has, like, drapes around it? Like, a shrine.
Everybody has shrines in these comics.
Yeah,
everybody likes everyone, a little too much.
Yeah, they didn't have the internet to keep them busy, I guess.
Or
awesome podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I guess if I was bored enough.
Yeah, make sure.
I had a Sailor Moon shrine.
Oh, yeah,
there you
go.
I understand.
There you go, crazy. Okay, so, Supergirl's like, this is awesome, blah, blah, blah.
She's flying cutely again.
She's flying adorably.
She, like, I've said it before, but she, like, flies completely, like, sprawled, like, her arms out and her legs out, and it looks really cute. She looks like she's hurtling with no control through space, but it's really cute.
Girls out of control are cute to Kristen.
I think so. They're a little in blonde, a little skirt.
So she explains that Superman and his super robots... have gone into space on a space mission.
Which happens a lot in Supergirl's comics.
Yes. So
she's like, Superman is not here.
So she's kind of like taking care of stuff, but nothing's going on, so she heads home, and one of her statuettes of the Legion of Superheroes is glowing. It's Phantom Girl.
I'd stop answering those.
Yeah,
I don't even know if she has a way to answer them.
Yeah.
Or if they just
appear.
Barge in.
Yeah, can she, like, not, like, put it in her dresser or something?
Pretend she doesn't see that flashing.
Yeah. No, don't come in. She's naked. Man. So, but Phantom Girl appears, and she's like, "Hello, Supergirl. The time projector which sent me here from the future is not working properly, so I can only remain in your time for a few moments." Now, if I was taking... a time device to somewhere. It's not like a car.
Yeah.
Which even a car doing that is kind of risky.
Yeah, my car's not working well, so I drove it really far.
Yeah, so but my car cannot let... My car, which doesn't exist. My car cannot, like, destroy time, okay? Cannot,
well,
like,
they've
cause
proven
time
they
errors.
Don't care about destroying time.
Yeah. But this is the most blatant misuse of time technology right. I've ever
also,
seen.
Also, I thought this was weird. By the way, I gotta stop and point this out. They've never just used the time machine just hung up like that.
Yeah.
Like, the projector doesn't... They just, like, made this up on the fly.
Yeah.
That, like, projector doesn't normally let them appear.
Yeah.
It just lets them see, like, stalkers, what's going on.
Exactly.
But somehow, it being broken let her go through time.
That might have a different name, though. That's, like, a something, something scope. A time scope. This is a time projector.
Time projector. Is
whatever.
This, is that...
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, I've never seen them use this before.
Well, what I think is going on here is that Quirrell's on the team now, so he's making all their shit.
All
and
the
he's
bullshit.
Just now use the statues to be a teleportation device as well. You test this
and
out.
And it's broken.
Yeah. This might not work properly, but you can test it. Yeah.
You go, Phantom Girl.
So, why did Phantom Girl come to visit Supergirl? She
well,
came...
Well, there's only one real reason to ever visit anyone.
That's true. To either punk them,
mm-hmm.
or to bring them a super present.
And the super present can only ever be one thing, because really, when you're a superhero, there's only one thing you'd ever want. What is that thing?
A statue. So she brought this figurine, but what's interesting is that she says, I made it myself. It's not one she bought. She didn't buy it.
I wish they'd show close-up of it, and it's like, stupid looking. Okay, it's not stupid looking, but that'd be funny if she brought her this present and it was like, I can't sculpt and I'm an artist. You know?
It's all deformed. Yeah. It has a giant forehead. It's like a melted eye.
That would have been awesome.
It's like our hero clicks. If you actually look at them, they're kind of horrifying. Melted, ugly face. Oh, God. So... Linda Lee's like, awesome! I'll add it to my collection of Legionnaire figures. It was sweet of you. And then, but then Phantom Girl, like, disappears suddenly. It's like...
She has it in mid-sentence. It's a little statue of Supergirl, by the
yes.
way.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not... Usually it's a statue of themselves,
yeah.
like, which is weird.
Yeah.
But then they also, like, give statues of yourselves. Be like, me giving you a statue of me, and then next time giving you a statue of you.
Yeah, in the future, that's the tradition. First, you give them statues of yourself.
Then you give them statues of themselves.
Then you give them, like, 1/16th size statues
oh,
of
okay.
yourselves. And then,
you need a bus.
Yeah, you need bus, and then you need bookshelf editions.
Right.
To, oh, my God. And then, on the 30th anniversary of your second eye contact, then you give them a statuette of themselves.
Oh.
At 1/8th the size.
Right. I just want some day for them to show, like, Superman has all those rooms for very specific things.
Yes.
On the room of all the statues Legion has given him. Because it's got to be, like, already it's got to be, like, he's got to have at least a dozen statues.
I hope it's just a pile.
And not even organized or anything.
How can you? The shelves they made for him are horrible. Oh, God. So she vanishes because the thing's, like,
not working right,
but she took it anyways.
Well, it's great, too, because, like, her reason for giving her the statue was, like, no reason at all.
I
admire you tremendously.
Yeah.
Here, I made you a statue. It's like, it's cute, I guess. And random.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there will be no more Legion in this.
But then she's like, wait, this thing's made out of fucking red kryptonite. Now, remember that other issue where Supergirl kept dissing Phantom Girl and being like, oh, Phantom Girl, she's probably single. All this other shit.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Even though she was an adult then, but I have a feeling that Supergirl's a giant bitch to Phantom Girl, and this is her getting back at her. Here you go,
no,
asshole.
No, I don't think she heard her, assuming Phantom Girl had no love interest whatsoever.
Oh my God.
But, maybe.
I see a trend here. So she's like, okay, so if you don't know, Red Kryptonite always has weird whatever the fuck the writers want effect on super whatevers that they want that issue.
Yeah.
It's unpredictable.
Like,
you have no
idea. Last time she ran into some red kryptonite, she
aged. She turned into a hot lady.
She was a superwoman and wasn't allowed to join the Legion of Superheroes. So once again, the Legion has screwed over a little bit with some red kryptonite.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So I guess technically it was her fault the first time.
She's like,
she dug a hole, but, you know.
Oh, hole digging. When Phantom Supergirl made this figurine of me. She must not have realized she's forming it out of red kryptonite. Sure.
Keep telling yourself that. How do you not realize you're...
Did she just find it on the ground? She must have known it was red kryptonite. I'll use this red one from the kryptonite vaults. You can't just get it.
I know. Well, maybe, like, it's just the paint on the shoe was made with it.
Oh, I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, it does it totally sounds like somehow either Phantom Girl's retarded or she hates her.
Maybe that's why she's single. She's retarded.
Or she's full of hate.
Or that too. So, anyways, even though she's just been, like, exposed to radiation, she's like, awesome, I'm gonna go kiss my mom on the cheek. I'm gonna go on a date with this guy.
Yeah, see, the problem is, like, you don't know what the effects are gonna be, and you don't really know when they're gonna happen.
Yeah.
So, like, at the moment, she's like, well, I guess I feel... She waits, like, an hour. I guess she's showing some responsibility.
Yeah.
She waits an hour to see if she didn't grow a third head or something. Not a second head, a third.
She doesn't talk about the one that's on her stomach, like Total Recall. Shit.
And so she's like, after an hour, she's like, guess I'm fine. I'm going to go on a date with Dick.
Yeah. And
his name's Dick.
His name is Dick. And this is the guy she ditched in the maze once more.
Right.
Okay. So they go on an exciting date to the museum. Ooh. And this guy is like, let me take a picture of you guys so that people will think the museum is popular with teenagers.
Yeah, so he's taking a picture of him, like, next to a meteor. Just like, it looks very...
I'm not making that up, so that's what he says.
Yeah. The most that did sound like you were just ad-libbing, but that's what the panel says.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants the museum to look like a cool place for teenagers to hang out.
God.
But, so he's taking the really, like, the most unexciting-looking picture of them standing behind a meteor.
There's a meteor that they're staying from, which fell near Midvale in 1952. Is that supposed to mean something to us?
I don't know. I don't know the dates of this stuff.
Okay, whatever. This is awesome. So... Then there's, like, a totem pole in this museum, and this totem pole says, according to an old Indian legend, whoever kisses before this totem pole will be happy forever.
Forever.
Is that true, Kristen?
I make poles like that all
Can you
the
make
time.
Poles like that?
Magical kissing poles.
I like how retarded the pole looks. It's, like, holding its little hands and looking really stupid. Like, that face is so dumb. Oh, comics. I like that dude at the top. It looks like a demon or something.
Yeah, the one above him looks really evil, but the one that we see, like, straight on is a little...
It doesn't look like a romantic statue, simple. Let me say that. Doesn't look like a kissing statue.
Hey, just because
statue.
You don't understand the ways of other
non-descrepant Indian culture?
Yes.
Oh, God.
The made-up Indian people of Smallville.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. So, they're like, awesome, let's make out. And so they totally swap saliva. It's gross.
And oh, that should be a single panel of kissing.
It's disgusting. I don't like this in my comics.
It's like tiny
uncalled
cute.
For.
Tiny cute kissing.
It's super chast kissing. Disgusting. And he's like, golly, I wish I had the nerve to ask her for another kiss. And she's like, I saw me ask her for another kiss. Time to change back to Supergirl and resume my patrolling.
Yeah, that was weird. That was a weird... She's like, well, Dick, it's time to leave. She's just like...
What's that transition?
They just... Okay, follow me. Looking at a meteor. Found an Indian pole. Kissed by the Indian pole. I gotta go now.
Like, she's not good at cutting off her date.
No.
She's so used to running off in the middle of them, it's the only way she can end them.
Yeah, even though, like, nothing was calling her away, by the way.
This
isn't like, I hear a child crying or a bridge is falling, and it's like, she's just like, okay, we gotta go. She runs.
Maybe... He copped a feel or something.
Maybe his kissing wasn't that great.
It's really gross.
She said she wanted more kisses, but anyway.
I don't know.
Maybe she's so disappointed that she only got one kiss, she just needs a bolt.
Yeah, is that what it is? We don't know. Her psychosis.
I think it's more like they needed to cram this into 13 pages.
I wish you were my cousin. Gross. Okay, so she's patrolling again, and she's like contacting her friend, Lori, who's a mermaid. And
it's an LL name.
An LL name. God, gross. Puke. And she's like, Lori is the beautiful mermaid Superman once loved and lost. I wonder about that story.
I know.
What's with these mermaids? And so, there's like a battleship that's like sinking. And
where'd that battleship come from?
They said, that surface world battleship was sunk during war, Minerva. What? Fucking can't read. Oh. During war maneuvers. In a few moments, war maneuvers? What's a war maneuver? They're practicing and then is sinking?
They're not very good at practicing.
Man, right? She's not, like, saving the people on that ship. Shouldn't see that ship sinking?
I don't, that was weird. That is kind of weird. Yeah. It's a weird scenario.
Okay, well,
maybe it's somehow an empty ship. Practicing
water. God, I hope so. So the ship, it better be empty. It, like, is hurtling towards,
it's like a museum of awesome warriors of mermaid people.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think that's what it said.
Oh my god!
The greatest heroes of the past, yeah.
Oh, of course. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's an important building. You can't just let a battleship fall on it.
Full of people.
Full of innocent people fall on it. Okay, so instead of taking this ship that's full of people to the surface, she just throws it. She's like, oh, don't worry, I'm throwing it into an unpopulated spot. It's cool. And she throws it.
Inside, everyone screams. I'm just kidding.
And then there's this merman named Jero. You might remember him from previous issues. And he's like, she is superb. She is dot, 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 superb. That's awesome. And so, he's like, wait, before you go, today is my birthday. What? How about a birthday kiss for an old friend? That is such a lie. What? She should check up on that and see if that was really his birthday. In Mermaid Land, we have 50 birthdays every day. Yeah, sure, Jero. So, she's like, okay, because she's a hoe. And she's like, she has to kiss him quickly because she has to go save the world.
Did she have to go anywhere? What the hell did she?
She's not being called away. She's just like, listen, I have to go.
Yeah, she keeps like leaving. A lot of times, I will legitimately say she's running away because she has somewhere to be.
Yeah.
But in this issue, this is the second time she's like ran away from these boys without an actual emergency happening.
Yeah.
She's like, I gotta go. I gotta go.
She doesn't like kissing guys. There's nothing wrong with that. And so she gives him a quick kiss. He's like, whatever, better a fast kiss than none. And then she's like, you want me to clean the house, Mom?
Cause oh, yeah, so it's like later. She is at home.
It better be later. She didn't run home to clean the house.
Later, Supergirl returns to her Midvale home and changes back to Linda.
Yes. And she's like, Mom, you want me to help you clean the house? And she's like, no, dear. I know you do it quickly with your superpowers, but I enjoy doing it myself. That's weird.
Yeah, her mom's going to say a lot of weird things this issue. Yeah. Where, like, oh, your mom is sad in her life.
Whatever. Sucks. Superman's, like, mom, Ma Kent, she, like, makes Superman do everything. He's like, she's like, take out this, take out that, mow the lawn, get all the crops at once, do everything.
So he's like, I love sweeping.
Yeah. And she's like, wait, you're super sweeping. And she's like, can it be I have superpowers like you? And then she's, like, picking up a... her mom is picking up a piano and doing all this super stuff, and she's like, and Linda Lee's like, oh my god, how can this be possible? And then cut away wildly to Dick, that boy that she left in the museum.
Yeah.
And he's driving around, and he's about to go.
He's about to die.
Yeah, maybe he's committing suicide because his girlfriend.
Ran away
again. Yeah.
he's like driving, and his brakes go out.
Yeah, his brakes go out.
So this is the part, okay. Stuff's about to happen, whatever. He's about to die. Like, she wasn't going to save him or... You know what I mean? Like...
She can't superhear him.
If the situation that will soon be revealed had not happened, this boy would die right now.
Yeah.
Right? He would just be dead.
He would just be super dead.
Yeah. So his car is flying off the thing.
He's like, oh my god. He's even saying, I'm going to die. And it's flying over the cliff. It's flying over the cliff. And then he jumps. And then he's like, he's just fine.
And he's like, oh my god, he's like,
holy cats!
Holy cats, I'm gonna say that for now.
Oh my god, that's awesome. The car bursts apart, but I'm unharmed. And then he comes flying at Linda through the air.
He also flies in her cute manner with his legs.
Oh, that's adorable! And he's flying through the air, and then unlike Superman, she figures shit out right away. She's like, oh, I kissed you, Mom, this morning. I kissed him this afternoon. He's got superpowers because I kissed him.
My red kryptonite is giving me magical super giving of kisses through kisses. Yes.
Yes.
Like,
so she kisses someone and they get superpowers. That's the effect of the red kryptonite this time. And
Which, by the way, is one of the more positive effects.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Kryptonite. Yeah. Doesn't seem that bad. Last time she got turned into a hot lady for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
She was crying about it the whole time. She didn't get into her club.
So Dick's flying at her, and,
he's hurtling through space at her.
Yeah, and he's apparently going too fast because his clothes are starting to burn up. She's like, slow down before your clothes burn off, and that would suck. And he's like, oh, she's right, and he slows down. Then he lands, and he's like, I've got a surprise for you.
Well, first, Linda warns her mom. She's like, don't say a word about you having superpowers, because he'll figure it out. Like,
yeah.
If he doesn't want him to figure out Supergirl identity issues.
Oh, Linda Lee, you don't have to worry about that. Your boyfriend's retarded.
Yeah.
As we'll soon find out. And he's like, here's this hot kettle. Let me put it on your hand. So he puts it on his girlfriend's hand. And he's like, see, this red hot pot doesn't hurt you at all, does it? I was sure it wouldn't. You're super like me. Know why? And she's like, why? And he's like, my theory is, when we touched that meteor at the museum and the photographer's flash bulb went up, the bulb's light rays plus the radiation from the meteor united and altered the chemistry of our bodies, making us super. And he's like, nah, nah, which is an amazing theory.
Based on nothing.
Wow, Superman has some really killer competition now.
Yeah.
Wow. So. That's intense.
I mean, on his, you know, behalf, that could legitimately be something that could give someone a superpower.
He put a hot boiling pot of water on his girlfriend's hand.
Well, it didn't burn her.
Yeah, I guess it didn't.
I love that. If his theory was all wrong.
Oh, my God. That would have been amazing. So, he's like, now that I'm as mighty as Superman and you're as powerful as Supergirl, let's have some super fun. Ah, super fun. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, but acting, like, afraid. She's like, I'm a little afraid.
I have to make sure he doesn't know I'm totally used to flying around.
Yeah, yeah.
And hurtling through space with my arms and legs sprawled.
And she's, like, pretending to look like, oh, I'm not sure about this. And
she's wearing a slightly different outfit than the outfit she was wearing previously.
Oh, a little yellow.
Is only her skirt changed?
Let's see.
She's wearing a brown skirt everywhere.
I think she's got little... She's changed her skirt. Now it's yellow. That might be a coloring error, actually. Okay. Or maybe she just changed her skirt. She's got some super business on there. Some super dirt. Business. Super dirt.
That was her dating clothes. This is her flying clothes.
Yeah. And so later, she's like, after they're done flying, she's like, it might be wise for us to stay put a while and take it easy. What if our superpowers wore off at a bad time? Which is a very smart... She's so smart!
And she's like, up in the air and it gives out, you fall to your death.
Yes. And he's like, maybe you've got something there. See you later, Linda. So she's like, oh my god!
Yeah, she's making the greatest face there, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
really adorable.
Oh, like, my boyfriend's an idiot.
She's like, oh my gosh, I just remembered something important. That birthday kiss I gave to Jero. And then so she looks, and Jero's got superpowers. He's like lifting up a sea turtle. A giant, sad-looking sea turtle. And so then she's like, oh my god. And she goes to Atlantis.
I wonder if she told her mom she's been kissing all these boys all day.
She only told about the one boy. Notice how she's only thought bubbling the Jero thing.
She's like, what's wrong, Linda? And she doesn't answer her.
Yeah, yeah. So,
nothing, I gotta go.
Yeah, I think she's keeping that on the down low. That she kissed two boys in one day. And so she goes to Atlantis to see if they can help her, but there's nothing wrong with her.
Why? She's got superpower giving kisses.
Don't kiss anyone!
She obviously can't not do that.
Like, there's an easy solution to this, Supergirl. Do not put your mouth on other people. That's it. Done.
She can't control what her heart wants.
Jesus. And then, Jero's going, apeshit. Like, he's going crazy! He's crazy, crazy stalker. He's like, for you, a token of my affection. And she's like, stop gathering pearls from oysters for me at super speed, Jero.
There's like a giant pile.
Giant.
Like, you see the pile kind of little, and then it gets huge.
It's the size of him, okay? Yeah. It's like him-sized pile of pearls. It's crazy. And so she's like, noticing that this is crazy. And she's like, you're very sweet, but... And he's like, listen, Supergirl, now that I, too, am super powerful, I no longer have to remain here in the sea. I can help you out in battle service world crime and injustices. We can roam the universe together. She's like, goodbye, Jero. She interrupts him to say goodbye. And he's, like, flying out of the water. So now what we are seeing is Jero the Merman flying through the air after Supergirl. And it's really upsetting looking.
Yeah, it is. I just noticed this is from this angle, he does have tiny pants of some sort.
Man panties.
But they just look like weird panties that
I don't understand.
Couldn't possibly work because he's got no between the legs area for him to connect.
So what am I seeing there?
I don't know. Maybe it just goes to a weird fake point there. I don't know.
What? So, Supergirl's kind of flying away from him really fast, but he's like following after her like a crazy man. And he's like, "Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? I want to be with you, always." ... She's like, "You're nice, Jero, but I don't want a steady boyfriend ... Okay, notice that she says she doesn't want a steady boyfriend yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's like, "I see. You don't want me, even if I have superpowers, because I'm a ... And she cuts him off, and she's like, "That's not true. Read my mind, and you'll know that I like you very much, but I'm too young for marriage." Wait. How did it go from, I'm not ready for a boyfriend, to, I don't want to get married?
Well, obviously, this guy wants to get married. I'm going to say she made a good jump in logic there. He wants to be with her.
That's true. He does say, "I want to be with you always."
Yeah. She's like, "Look, I ain't even looking for a boyfriend right now. I don't want to get married. Back off.
I'm an independent woman.
I'm just not that into you."
Oh, horrible. Man. But, you know, like, it's kind of cute that he points out that he's a mermaid.
Man.
I don't care.
He's collectively, a man.
Collectively, they are known as mermen.
People? I don't know.
Merples?
Atlanteans.
He's like, "Oh, it's because, you know, I don't have a penis."
And he might.
I don't want to think about that.
It's because he has sad pants and confusing legs, all right?
But I think that's a valid reason for not wanting to go out with him, though, right?
I think so.
I mean, there's love, but then there's...
Your other half is scary.
Yes. Terrifying. Oh, my God. Okay, she's like, "Please understand, goodbye." He's like, "Oh, how strange fate is. Because Superman loved this mermaid named Lori, and they couldn't be together, and I'm a merman, and I can't be with Supergirl." And, like,
It's Superman couldn't win the mermaid, and the merman can't win Supergirl.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out, Jero.
He's really dramatic about it.
Okay, but what makes this more amazing is that who should come flying up but Dick?
Dick, who doesn't listen to the warnings of his girlfriend whatsoever.
Who doesn't even live near this, the middle of the ocean. He just comes flying up, and he's like, "Maybe Linda's timid about using her new powers because she's a girl, but I'm not scared. What's that in the sky? A super merman boy." Think about that phrase.
Does he say super merman boy?
He says super merman boy. Wow.
I guess he could have said a super mer boy, but that sounds weird.
He could have just said super merman.
But he's little is what he's saying. He's a boy.
Super mer boy.
It's a super girl comic.
Super
and
dude.
Dick boy. And
Super mer boy. Mer super boy.
That was going nowhere.
He's like super, like awesome.
Yeah, this is really cute. He's like super excited.
Yeah.
Like,
not screaming like I would be.
What's going
on? An abomination.
He's super excited, and then they start playing.
Oh my, no, yeah, this was going into some kind of territory where I thought it was going to. In my fan fiction about Dick Malvern and Jero the Merman, Super Merman Boy. Oh, my God.
You're never allowed to write anything like that.
Oh, my God. So, he's like, "I'm Dick Malvern. I have superpowers like you. Want to be pals?" And then they become tiny friends.
And they just, like, are playing, and they're flying around, and they're riding on clouds, and it's super cute.
It is really cute. And very homoerotic. Jero is wearing the gayest shirt I've ever seen. Oh my god, I'm not gonna lie.
It's just a little piratey or something.
It's a little gay. And so, but then, as they're playing in the clouds, oh my god, I have to post these pictures because it's a merman playing in clouds with another boy. And then they're like, oh, trouble below. And there's, like, a giant tidal wave coming up. And he's like, we should use our freezy breath. Freezy breath. Let's use that on the tidal wave.
The tidal wave is coming towards the island of people, by the way.
Yes, island of people.
They're not just stopping random waves in the building.
Yeah, sorry. It's a tidal hurricane death wave that's going to kill a bunch of people who live in tiny huts. And so they freeze it. And then Supergirl shows it. She's like, whoa. Dick and Jarrow working together as a super team.
That's weird, is what she's probably thinking.
Yeah, she says, what?
This is not what I expected when I flew over to save this place.
Hey, guys, did you take it weird when I dissed you guys? Like, and she's like, a splendid rescue, but listen to me. I'm aware that both of you have gained temporary superpowers. However, I must warn you, stop performing super feats, or your lives will be imperiled if your powers disappear at a dangerous time. Heed my warning, as Linda has. Now I'm off to Japan to handle my emergency. An emergency, not my emergency.
She has emergencies in Japan.
And then Dick is a giant dick. He's like,
well, it's in his name.
Yeah, he's like, maybe she's jealous because we have superpowers too. Yeah, I'm so sure.
Your cousin is Superman. She might, if she's gonna be jealous of someone, I don't think it'd be you.
Yeah, uh-huh. She's got a bunch of friends that are a legion of superheroes. She's not jealous of them.
Hey, those guys only have one power each.
Yeah. Shit. And so Dick's a giant dick.
I love it because he's immediately like, whatever.
Whatever. He's kind of a sexist douche in this. Anyways, so she goes and handles something in Japan. And all the Japanese people are like, awesome, Supergirl, you're awesome. Because in Japan, they know who she is now. Because, what are you looking at?
Oh, I was reading the Supergirl befriends all you need. Sorry, the people in the background who just saved. Is this in Japan?
Yeah, this is in Japan.
I think Supergirl helps all in need. And she's I'm so popular in people in Japan.
She's big in Japan. In Japan, she's called Super Kawaii Chan.
I don't think that's true.
Super Chan.
Then it gets really weird.
Okay.
Like, this is gonna explode into, like you
have. It was already weird because there was a flying Super Merman boy.
But now this is, this page was, I was like, what? Like, you know when you, look down a panel that you haven't read yet and you're like, what? Like, nothing, you only have, two or three bubbles between you and what you're seeing.
To be fair, they did, foreshadow this.
Yeah, in a way no one could have possibly...
Holy shit.
Possibly imagined.
Okay. Catch this. Okay.
Get ready for this, guys. Get ready.
Okay. So, dumbasses...
Dick and Jarrow.
Dick and Jarrow are like, let's go by this volcano. Meanwhile, as Dick and Jarrow disregard Supergirl's warning, they're like, let's go look at this volcano. They're literally, they're not trying to help anyone. They're just like, awesome, a live volcano. It's active.
Let's float above it.
Guess when their powers go out? Right as they're above the volcano. And they're like,
I love it, because Dick's power goes out first.
Yeah.
And Jarrow's like, I'll get you. Oh, wait, mine don't work.
Oh, God. And so, they're falling slowly, and I wonder if they're, losing their power slowly or something, because they seem to be having a long conversation while they're flying.
Hey, this is a really big bubble.
And Dick is like, we should have listened to Supergirl's warning while there was still time. Now we'll perish in that fiery lava below.
And really, he was supposed to die already once today.
This is Final Destination shit.
Yeah, this is it's trying to get him. He was supposed to die in that car accident.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. He was supposed to die.
Death wants him now.
Don't worry, the Legion will time fuck with that and then, kill him.
Let's put things back the way they were.
The way happened. Things are supposed to be. And then they're like, suddenly they stop falling. And they're like, oh, Supergirl must have caught us. But then Supergirl comes up. And they're like, what? What is holding us up? Guess what's holding them up? You can't guess.
There's no way that anyone ever in the history of time could guess what's holding them up.
They're being held up by, a swarm of tiny, tiny Supergirls. Didn't see that one coming, did ya? Indeed, no one saw it coming.
No one.
Everyone is gasping. And she's like, tiny duplicates of --me, --. Returning from Japan, I saw the boys' peril, but you saved them before I could. Who are you? And tiny, tiny, tiny Supergirl is like, we'll explain.
She, like, lands in her hand.
Yes.
It's, like, super surreal.
These also, like, change sizes from panel to panel.
Yeah, and then once we find out who they are, in case you haven't guessed by now.
They're not gonna guess.
Totally, I know, but, I mean, you might have, but they're totally, totally the wrong size for anything.
Yes.
Let alone from panel to panel, but for what they're supposed to be, they're super way too big.
Then as the tiny girls girls of steel, lower youth to safety on an aisle, presenting the Supergirl Emergency Squad from the miniature city of Kandor. We are admirers of yours who formed a Supergirl fan club. Oh my shit. And tiny, tiny, tiny Supergirl is like, when the Earth viewer in our Kandorian clubhouse revealed Dick and Jarrow disobeying your warning, quick girls, don the blonde wigs and friction-proof Supergirl costumes we've saved for a time like this. Those boys may need rescuing before Supergirl can reach them. So, these tiny, adorable girls.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Every single one of them are adorable, and they're wearing tiny skirts. And they're just so fucking cute. I don't know why they're so adorable here. But they're like, what? And so apparently, okay, now like, what? But it gets even better, because they're like, Superman has his Kandorian Superman Emergency Squad, so apparently there's a squad.
Of tiny Supermans as well.
Of tiny Supermans that come and help him out.
But is there anything like the Supergirl squad, only really incidental things?
Oh my god, that's
like
adorable.
Two people falling into a volcano.
Oh my god, so they fly out of their little Kandor bottle.
It's great, because they have to like push the cork out.
They're
like,
so small. The problem here is that they are very small.
Like, you know how big they're supposed to be in that bottle. Like, they should be, like, super tiny, like, ants. Smaller, possibly,
than an ant.
They
should be, like, grains of sand, maybe, inside that bottle. Because that bottle's not that big.
Yeah.
So the size problem in here is mighty.
Yeah, they're, like, Barbie-sized when they're helping out.
Yeah, yeah. So, they're like, we're glad we reached the boys in time,
like,
Supergirl.
They all also fly. With their arms splayed out. They're Supergirl flying.
They're all flying the same way. It's adorable. And she's like, I'm so thrilled to have a Supergirl emergency squad. Thanks, girls. Jarrow's like, since I'm no longer super, I must go back to Atlantis at once. Farewell, Supergirl. Please think of me once in a while. Choke. And she's like, I will, often. Bye, Jarrow. And then Dick is like, at least he's like, forgive me for not taking your advice the way Linda did. And she's like, of course. Odd, though, Dick and Jarrow each gained superpowers about an hour apart. They lost them only moments apart. I guess that's due to another unpredictable effect of red kryptonite.
That was really weird to say.
What
I was
did
like,
you say?
I was like, that was nice of them to explain, like, talk about a weird plot hole and then not explain it.
Yeah,
like,
not really give
it's
it.
Just, yeah. It's like, because I was thinking that, too. I was like, they didn't, why'd they lose their powers at the same time? And then she was like, why did they lose their powers at the same time?
I don't know.
I guess it's your kryptonite. It's like, that's not really I mean, I guess it's a reason, but it's not a very good one.
Man.
Someone was like, someone might ask this, so she should just explain it.
But then she explained it so badly. And so she dumps him off at Midvale City Limits.
I like that she didn't take him home.
I assume that she's, like, dumping him there so she can go home and change and be like, hey, buddy, I'm here. Instead of, like, dumping him at his house. Okay, I'm assuming. Then later, Dick shows up and he's like, you're on super again too, huh? At least we had some fun being super a while. And then she's like, he'd be amazing to know I'm Supergirl, blah, blah, blah.
She's always thinking that. <She's>
Everyone's always thinking, like, if only they knew my secret that nobody knows.
People with other secret identities seem really eager to want everyone to know, really.
Yeah, then her mom says something weird, like, I'm glad my superpowers have gone away. I prefer relying on my husband and you for protection. What kind of lazy-ass mom is this?
She loves cleaning. She doesn't want her superpower daughter to help her clean. And also, she would love to not have to do anything to defend herself in life.
It's not even sexist. It's just weird because she wants her tiny daughter to, like... Did she go to the orphanage going, well, which of these children can protect me?
Which is a sturdy one?
Yes.
To keep me safe at night.
What?
I thought a guard dog
was
a child.
It's like they were going to get a dark guard dog and then just settled for an orphan.
What's that? That's the same thing. They all work for scraps.
So then the doorbell rings as her mom is saying something weird. And then there's a tiny boy.
A random neighbor.
This tiny weird-ass boy comes to the door and he's got like a puppy. And she's like, oh my god, this puppy's awesome. And she, like, immediately starts making out with this puppy. Not making out, but, like, kissing the puppy because she's dumb. And she's like, oh, dear. I forgot myself. I kissed the puppy. Will my kryptonite kids give him superpowers, too? And then she's, like, waiting and watching the puppy. The puppy's not doing anything. And she's like, oh, my God, but I waited last time. It didn't mean anything. I got powers later.
Yeah, so her kryptonite does whatever, whenever.
And she, like, keeps watching the puppy and keeps watching the puppy. And then the next day, the puppy's still okay. The
puppy's still, like, a wussy, weak puppy. Like, that's basically what it says. It's like, it's like, look, the puppy's patting that ball playfully and barely budging it.
Yeah, what kind of weak ass, pussy-ass puppy?
The puppy's also an orphan.
All the dogs in this world are really weak, and that's
why... This dog is really cute, though. Yeah. This dog is way cuter than the usually dog Crypto.
Yeah.
Like, this dog is adorable.
Aww.
I wish this dog was Crypto, is what I'm saying.
I wish he was a tiny dog, like, cute, adorable dog.
Yeah, a tiny puppy thing.
Yeah, shit. So, she's like, oh, good, okay, the Griff Kryptonite thing doesn't seem to happen anymore. Awesome, I can make out with whoever I want now. And then... So she goes and she sprays the statue that Phantom Girl gave her with lead paint. She's, like, explaining that if it's coated in lead paint, it can't hurt her anymore.
She explains something. Is this where she explains weirdly, like, red kryptonite can only affect you once or something? She says something really weird, like, I think it's right here. You're closer, I'm blind.
The kryptonite radiations, which can't pierce lead, won't be able to harm Superman or Krypton. I'll keep this moment to it.
Before that. Red kryptonite can affect someone only once.
Why are you seeing this? Oh, okay.
So I guess for some reason, that statue could only do that to her once.
Okay, so she's coming with lead paint, so it won't hurt Krypto or Superman or anyone else that happens to be super.
Does anything work like that?
No.
Just once.
Very specific writer thing where they need to pull something out of their ass.
It's weird though, because it was completely unnecessary. It could still be something that can hurt her and she's covering in lead paint.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. I just thought that was weird and I was like, is that how red kryptonite works?
Yeah, apparently it is.
Because it's Smallville and when he put the red kryptonite ring on every time it made that stuff.
Oh yeah?
That's what I base my stuff on. I'm kidding. No, it's not what I base my stuff on.
Does he have a red kryptonite ring that he puts on sometimes?
In some like earlier season there was like red kryptonite.
Oh.
He got a leather jacket and he was a badass. I'm not even kidding. Let's not talk about that, though.
The moral of the story is that Smallville is almost always bad, except for this one Legion episode.
That's the moral of this issue.
Yeah. And, okay, I want to point out something. You know somebody missing from her super boyfriends? Her boyfriends in this issue? She usually has three boyfriends. Who's the third boyfriend? Brainiac 5!
One that is actually out. Already super.
He's already super. Is that why he wasn't included in this kissing fest?
Maybe. Plus, you'd have to, like, go to the future and kiss him or him show up.
Like, that's not possible.
They never go through time in this comic. What are you talking about?
She can go through time all by herself. Hello, Brainiac. I'm here to make out with you.
Just to give you superpowers for a day. Bye! That would have been cute.
But... That would have been adorable. Why did that shit happen? God damn it.
I mean, he's secret dreams for these comics that were written years and years and years ago.
I just don't want her to abuse him in his tiny heart. He's probably watching all this happening, right? He threw that scope.
Like a stalker. Yes.
He's probably watching all this happening and watching her make out. I mean, I guess he gets to watch her take a shower or something.
That's what makes
sense for him. Yeah, does that even it out? Okay.
Anyway.
This is a pretty awesome issue.
Yeah, I was like, this is the least involvement from the Legion, but also all their fault.
Yeah, it's amazing. How could she give her a statue made of red kryptonite? That's almost impossible. That'd be like me giving you a radioactive like piece of rock. No, that's actually, it's worse. It'd be like me going to a museum, busting it open, finding like something deadly
to you.
Yeah, something like Kristen kryptonite.
It's me getting a doctorate to get access to some chemicals and some drugs to poison you to make a cake to give to you.
Yes.
I'm like, happy birthday.
Oh, you must not have known that this cake
kills me.
Man.
Oh, but, you know, maybe Phantom Girl was in that meeting or, you know, maybe she didn't listen in history class when they're talking about Rebecca.
God damn, Tinya.
She's trying her best.
She's lucky that Supergirl is retarded and isn't gonna go and kick her ass. But I think this should make us wary. Do not piss off Phantom Girl. She will fucking poison you and try to kill you.
She just wanted her to have a kissing adventure.
Kissing
this thing she couldn't have predicted would happen. Because it doesn't make sense.
it doesn't make sense at all. I just want to point out that her mom is really butch looking in this issue, too.
Is she?
That is exactly how they draw a lightning lad. Right?
It does right? look a lot like Lightning
yeah,
Lad.
Yeah, I'm going to put a side-by-side comparison of her mom and Lightning Lad, and you guys are going to see that they are exactly the same
Maybe
face.
Maybe Lightning Lad sometimes looks like an older lady.
Well, that's the end of the show. Catch us next time.
What's the next one? Is the next one going to have the Legion in it?
Yeah, it is the face one. The only thing that can be next is the face.
The metal mask face thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever I said last time, expect that next time.
Yeah, metal face. Metal face.
Okay.
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 Okay. if you want to leave a comment or email us, you can see us at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com or send us an email at superfuturefriends@gmail.com or leave us an iTunes review.
I was like, is there
that
something
would be
else?
Super cool. Yeah, there's something else. That's the something else.
And as always, thanks for all the comments and emails.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, we always get really awesome. We get like comments and emails telling us the stuff. The one we're like, why did this happen? And some people know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We like those too.
Yeah, thank
I really
you.
Honestly don't know what the hell half the stuff is going on.
You guys are so smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you listening to us if you're so smart? What the hell?
Also, thanks for just all the compliments. We get really nice comments telling us we're funny when we ramble on.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like the ones that tell us how hot we are.
Sound of our voice.
Yeah, the sounds of our voices.
We must be amazing looking.
Oh, we're both men. Shit. Our ratings go way down. Okay, well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Bye.